The DuckDB V2 Zero preview landed with 653 upvotes and 116 comments, one of the highest scores in today's feed, and the enthusiasm is warranted. For listeners who haven't followed DuckDB's trajectory, it's an in-process analytical database that runs entirely inside your application without a server. The tagline is SQLite for analytics, and the comparison is apt. Just as SQLite let you embed a relational database in a mobile app without running a Postgres instance, DuckDB lets you run complex analytical queries, aggregations, window functions, multi-table joins at scale, directly in Python, R, or CLI without a data warehouse.
Version 2.0 adds several things the community has been asking for. Persistent secrets management means you can now store credentials for external data sources, S3 buckets, remote Parquet files, without hardcoding them. The catalog API has been significantly extended, which matters for building tooling on top of DuckDB. And there are meaningful performance improvements on multi-threaded query execution, which addresses one of the edge cases where DuckDB previously underperformed commercial alternatives. The HN comments include several data engineers describing production workloads they've moved entirely to DuckDB that would have required a cloud data warehouse 2 years ago.
The business story embedded in DuckDB's rise is the disintermediation of the data warehouse layer. Snowflake, Databricks, BigQuery, these are businesses built on the premise that your analytical compute needs to live in their managed infrastructure. DuckDB challenges that premise for a significant subset of workloads. Not everything, not at the very largest scale, but for teams running analyses on datasets under a few hundred gigabytes, the case for a managed warehouse is increasingly hard to make.
Now, the Copilot Snowflake story is a different kind of Snowflake story, and the irony of the company names appearing in the same episode isn't lost on me. Wiz Research published a detailed write-up, 382 upvotes, 146 comments, about how GitHub Copilot's autofix feature generated a code fix for a known vulnerability in Snowflake's internal Jira instance. The generated fix was syntactically plausible, but logically wrong. It didn't actually remediate the vulnerability, and the specific pattern it introduced created a new attack surface. A red team then exploited that surface to achieve what the write-up describes as meaningful access to CI or CD pipeline components.
This is the scenario that security researchers have been warning about since AI code assistants started shipping autocomplete and fix suggestions into production workflows. The risk isn't that the AI generates obviously broken code, it's that the AI generates code that looks correct to a reviewing engineer under normal time pressure. Security reviews are already the bottleneck in most development pipelines. If a tool generates a fix that addresses the symptom described in a vulnerability report but misses the root cause, and the reviewing engineer trusts the tool more than they should, you've actually made the security posture worse.
The technical detail that stood out to me in the Wiz write-up is that the vulnerability Copilot introduced wasn't random. It was a recognizable class of error that models have been seen to make before when handling authentication and session management. The model apparently pattern matched to a common fix template without correctly analyzing whether that template applied to the specific code context. It's the same failure mode as the benchmark problem Marcus described earlier. Optimizing for the appearance of the solution rather than the substance of it.
The rethinking database programming piece from Acadia Engineering fits interestingly alongside both of these. The core argument is that most application code treats databases as dumb storage with a query interface, and that this mismatch, business logic in the application layer, data in the database layer, creates unnecessary complexity and failure modes. The proposed alternative involves pushing more logic into the database through a more expressive programming model. It's not a new argument, stored procedures and database-centric architectures have advocates, but the framing around modern tooling is fresh.
The HN comments on that one were characteristically contentious. The stored procedures are the answer camp had their representatives. The this is a disaster for testability camp had theirs. And there were several thoughtful middle ground takes about using database logic selectively for integrity constraints while keeping business logic portable. It's the kind of architectural debate that the community genuinely enjoys because there's no consensus answer.